The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Well, good morning, Christopher DeStefano. How are you doing, sir?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic here.
Oh. What's up, brother? Anthony, hey, man. How you doing?
I like it. Good.
Oh, you like
good.
That, don't you? I thought you'd like Cortez since you married yourself a Latina, too. I figured you'd
oh, yes. I love the Latinas. Yeah, and it's a beautiful, I have a whole beautiful little Puerto Rican family that they're not coming with me to Houston. I'm not coming, but, you know, obviously there's a lot of beautiful Latina women in Houston. So my wife, she put like that little chip in me, like a little microchip.
Of course she did.
But it's fun. But I like it. I enjoy it. And it's painless process. And it's nice. And she says hello, too. And she's also listening.
Oh, I love that. She listens. She monitors. She has a, you know, your location.
Just surveillance.
Chris, how did you meet her? Because I was reading. I had to say, I'm married to DJ Automatic. He's my co-host and an executive producer. And he's a white man like yourself. How did you meet this spicy Latina? Where did you meet her?
Well, first of all, DJ Automatic, as a fellow white guy married to a Latina, I just want to let you know that we do have support groups on Tuesdays and Thursdays if you'd ever like to.
Please give me the number, please.
Yes, we, and that's open, that's on Zoom, so you can just join us.
But I need that support group.
Yes, I met her at a bar in Brooklyn in 2014. The bar was called Place to Beach. They've since been shut down because they were selling illegal COVID vaccine cards in 2020, as you could imagine. But that's where we met. And, you know, we just hit it off right away. We had a baby right away. I mean, you know.
That's what you do.
That's what we did, too. We interesting. Yeah.
Why not? Why not?
We're so very fertile creatures, Chris. We're very
fertile. That's what it is. That's what it is. I said to her at the time, I said, go hard or go home, and I'm definitely hard. And now we have this, you know, you don't think the odds are against you. Everyone's telling you, you know, hey, you just met this girl. You're having a baby. It's never going to work. And here we are 11 years later with three kids, a Siberian husky puppy. You know, we've made it through multiple colonoscopies.
Okay,
we're good.
Weird.
Multiple colonoscopies.
Are we twins? Because
we have huskies.
We have huskies.
The colonoscopy thing. Like Otto actually enjoys that. But anyway.
No. I did not enjoy it. No.
Yeah. Anyway. No, dude. Do you guys have huskies?
We do. Yes. This is weird. Yeah. This is weird.
What are your dog's name? What's your dog's name?
So we just got her. She's only 7 weeks old. Her name is Josephine.
Okay. Josephine. Oh.
Josephine. Now, this is interesting, DJ Automatic. I've already, because, you know, your wife is Latina and they obviously like it a little bit warmer.
Oh, did we lose him?
Chris, are you there?
Yeah.
We lost you.
I heard somebody talking in the background. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Jack's on the phone.
Jack. Hang on. Jack, get off the phone. Our producer is new. Christopher's like, what is going on? You have program. I don't know what you're doing, Jack, but we're talking to Christopher DeStefano. Do you know who this man is?
I mean, Jack, we're talking Siberian Huskies. Tell him to shut his mouth in the background and we'll shut it for him.
Thank you.
The Latino wife. No, but
she likes it hot. She likes it warm. Okay.
She likes it warm. So she likes it so warm, my wife. Obviously, you know, it's got to be 90 degrees at all times. But now we have a Siberian Husky who's used to sleeping in the snow. And I'm like, you're going to kill our dog. And we've gone into these fights where I'm like, we can't put the heat on tonight. And she's freezing. She's mad dramatic, my wife. She slept in the North Bay.
Just a little bit.
Because it was 65 degrees. I'm like, it's 65 degrees, honey. Like,
Why don't we keep the AC on in our house, Automatic?
We keep it at 78 in our house.
That's the way we like it, okay?
That's crazy. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yesterday, I lost it. I was like, I got to turn it down.
And you were allowed 1 degree. He was allowed 1 degree.
I turned it all the way down to 75 without you knowing.
Whatever. Anyway.
So now, you know, so now we got this Siberian Husky. And, you know, listen, we love it. And it's a lot, though. I mean, a 7-week-old little puppy, it's a lot. Yeah. My little daughter keeps picking it up and slamming it on its head. So yeah. I don't know if it's going to make it.
Potty training, little children. Oh, they're very hard-headed. You know, I saw you, I think it's been a month or two. I don't remember exactly. It may be longer. On Fallon. You hosted the Fallon show.
Yeah, well, Jimmy Kimmel is the one I hosted.
I knew it was Jimmy. Okay, Jimmy
one
Kimmel.
One of them Jimmys.
One of them Jimmys. Yep. Okay, what was that like? Because your mom was in the first row. And look, you do a podcast and all that, but it's different, right? Being on TV, it's just a whole different space.
Well, the thing is actually a lot of times it was actually great to have my mom there, because normally when I'm doing my podcast or my stand-up, you know, I just let it rip. I mean, I'm not like inherently dirty, but I will talk about, you know, butt stuff. I will talk about putting peanut butter in my butt and the dog finding it. I'll do bits like that, but I can't, you know, but
that's
on the
not
Jimmy
good
Kimmel
for
show,
mom. Yeah, that's not good for mom.
Right. That's what I'm saying. But on the Jimmy Kimmel show, obviously you can't do any of that. You got to stay squeaky clean and stay within the lines. So my mom really was proud of me. She was like, you know, you did this job, this hosted this show and you stayed squeaky clean. You didn't even curse.
Oh.
And so that was good for my mom. You know, my whole 15-year comedy career, that's like the first time she saw me stay within the lines. And, now because of that, now I've been on a quest. If you come to my shows in Houston, it's funny, it's edgy, but I keep it mostly clean. Oh, I do it for mom.
You know, that's cool. that's really hard to do. It's difficult to not always go for the low hanging fruit. We do this. We got to be funny 5 times an hour, man. And I'm just like, just low key. It's really easy to just kind of go there to kind of punch it up and do it in a way that makes sense, but isn't dirty. It might even be harder than being dirty.
It's, you know, all the clean. And I watched my peers who do mostly clean comedy, mm-hmm. like, you know, Nate Bargatze and Brian Regan and these guys. It's just Sebastian Maniscalco. They're such legends in the game, and they do it all without ever cursing. So I'm like, you know what? Let me be mindful of that. And over the past 4 months, I haven't really cursed except when the dog pees on my feet in the middle of the night.
So obviously you've been to Houston before. When's the last time you were in Houston?
Ah, damn. I was in Houston probably 2 years ago. I believe I did the House of Blues, and then we went out, and then I don't remember much after that. I blacked out. I went to a strip club.
Yeah.
There was a lot of butts, and I loved it, and I just, you know, and that's why I'm coming back again, but I am microchipped.
You really did Houston. That's why you've got the chip on you now, Chris. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking
the
time.
Before we get out of here, Chris, what up, Anthony? I guess I'm the fifth wheel of this conversation. I actually met you in Arizona, bro, the green room, and I remember you shared some great advice on handling corporate gigs, and you said always impress the founder's wife, and that stuck with me. My question to you, bro, is: has a Latino man who dates white women, do you have any advice to me on meeting white parents?
Oh, meeting white parents? Change your name.
Hi, I'm Anthony Smith.
Yes. No, it's, you know, I mean, it all depends on the person. And I do remember you, Anthony, from the green room at Phoenix. You tried to sell me weed, and I didn't appreciate it.
Chris.
This used to be a squeaky clean show, too. No, it never was.
Somebody break out the peanut butter.
Man, you know, you've had such a long career, you know, since the MTV days and before. What on earth did you tell your white parents? How did you tell them, hey, I'm not going to pursue my degree. I'm actually going to be a comedian, an actor. Like, how did they feel about that?
So what I did is I actually just leaned back on my Catholic faith, and I just prayed to Jesus that my mom wouldn't have a heart attack when I told her I was leaving my physical therapy job to do comedy. But, you know, she was accepting of it. My dad, you know, my parents are divorced, so my dad immediately thought it was awesome, because my dad just wants to, like, live vicariously through me, and my dad wants to be like shortstop for the Yankees. So now he's like, yeah, my kid's a comic. He'll go out there, you know, and it was like, well, do all these things. And my mom, you know, is very educated woman. She just was like, you know, I have this doctorate degree in physical therapy. and now you're going to leave it burned. But I did the David Letterman show like a couple of years after starting stand-up, and the guest on the show was John Travolta.
Oh, wow.
So that's my mom's favorite actor. So once she met John Travolta, she kind of really was like, okay, my son's doing okay. And then obviously once, you know, me and John Travolta went on a few dates, so it was great.
I wondered if you're, no, I'm just kidding right there. Well, I bet your mom and your dad are both very proud of you, and your wife as well. Chris, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. Hopefully next time you can come into the studio. He's at Punchline in H-Town. So get your tickets for tonight. And you're here tomorrow too?
Yes, tonight and tomorrow.
Okay, tonight and tomorrow. And we welcome you into the studio next time. Say hi to your wife and let us know how that puppy's doing in a few months, okay? Hopefully she'll be potty trained.
Yeah. All right, I will. Thank you, guys.
Thank
great
you.
To meet everyone.
All right, nice to meet you, too. Bye-bye. Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.